And at 13 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, we're in conversation with Penelope Minier. She is the marketing manager.
Wow.
From, well, the, how is it called? Workshop 17. You've heard of it, huh?
Yes. Is that where all the creatives
gather together in a beautiful bespoke setting?
Wow. Sounds about right.
Just in the wrong part of town. No.
Well, apparently it's in the right part.
I was teasing you for that. I knew you would rise to the bait.
Of course.
Welcome to the morning show. It's lovely to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah.
The traffic was just fantastic coming from Cape Town. I think I got you in about 3.2 minutes.
So you're from Cape Town?
I'm from Cape Town.
Well, welcome to South Africa. It's lovely to have you with us. And let's talk about the magnificent venue. We were there yesterday to have a look.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, I was there. It's got to the pre-launch to have a quick squiz around. And I had no idea that it extended to the extent that it does and that it houses little businesses, but in a very lovely bespoke environment, and then a shared common space that you can use for bigger groupings and meetings. Tell us about the concept.
Yeah, so it was started 12 years ago by, I want to call them Mavericks, Paul Kirsten and Mark Seftel. I'm going to give you a very pressy version because, you know, I like to talk like some other people.
Ooh, Dave, that was such a thing of us.
Sorry, Dave. I met Dave yesterday and it was wonderful and we really enjoyed the banter.
See, I haven't said a word.
Sorry, Dave. But it was started 12 years ago with really the idea or the ideology of bringing creatives, bringing entrepreneurs,
nice.
And creating a space
where
people can just work and, more importantly, network. That's really the essence of it, or what was it. And 12 years down the line, we've got 14 different locations, four in Mauritius, We've got, by the end of sort of mid of next year, we'll have six in Cape Town. Cape Town, obviously, you know, being the place. And four in Johannesburg, and now one in Ballito, which is very different, a very different target market and audience. Quite a tough crowd, but I think we're winning them over. It's really exciting. It's an exciting space to be because we can do a lot with this community.
Yeah.
And I think the community is really engaged, which is exciting. And that's what we really want. So, yeah.
Well, you talk about winning over. I don't think you need to to work terribly hard to win anyone over. It's a gorgeous space. And it makes huge sense because there is, I think in the modern epoch, it's fair to say that many folk have discovered that working from home isn't what it's cracked up to be because you've got the sort of pressures of home. Yeah. So if you are still intent on escaping the corporate drudge, but you need a professional space for your peace of mind and also to prevent a professional to present a professional image and to have professional kind of meetings, this is the ideal situation. You were going to say?
Yeah, I mean, something that blew my mind as you're saying that is the fact that they have pods where you can have your team's meetings. I mean, I thought about voiceovers as a voiceover artist, but you can literally have your team's meetings uninterrupted. You cannot hear what's happening outside. You are literally enclosed. And if you want a professional sort of sounding meeting without the chitty, chattery vibe that's happening in any open plan sort of office, I mean, it's pretty silent there either way, but you've still got the option of having a pod, which I found to be amazing.
Yeah, and I think those are the little touches that we have. So we work with the most incredible designers. And they actually integrate the five senses into all our designs.
Wow.
So there's a huge aesthetic and component of design that goes into everything in all our locations. So you talk about, we call them VC booths.
Ah,
so they're these little, tiny little pods. And it's really to accommodate young entrepreneurs, old entrepreneurs, people that are working in the co-working space or the we call them shared spaces. Yeah. And they're going to have a meeting. But now I'm in a shared space. And how do I not interrupt the person sitting next to me?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Or, you know, just be more sort of, what's the word?
Maybe you have confidential information.
More considerate, I think.
Considerate.
Because there's nothing worse. I was in a cafe the other day or a restaurant. where someone was having a conversation, a telephone conversation. They were clearly working. They had their computer open and they were having this loud telephone in a public space. I mean, in a cafe. And I thought, how flipping inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here I was trying to do a little bit of concentration. And I didn't really want to hear her conversation, no. But you couldn't avoid it. And that is one of the problems I think people have with shared space. Yeah. And it's a legitimate problem.
Yeah.
So you've overcome that.
So we have. So what we've created a number of different concepts. So one is obviously the you name them pods. We call them VC booths, which is a virtual booth. Well, it's not virtual. It's actually a real booth.
Okay.
And you go into this little tiny pod, and it's soundproofed, and you can have your 60 minutes. So we allocate 60 minutes. Ah. Not everyone is as considerate to the 60 minutes, but it does work, and it really is.
But is this one I saw at your
exactly.
spot? Well, that's tiny. You couldn't have more than one person.
No, you couldn't have more than one person in that. But we also have concentration booths as well, so you can have two people in there. So they're little rooms that you go into, and it's you've got 60 minutes. Okay.
That sounds naughty. You close the blinds.
No, we don't have blinds. We have no blinds. Everything is there for everyone to see.
I could see the eyes going here.
I did see that as well. I was like, okay, stop thinking that.
But it's not a bad idea.
Well,
for Cape Town.
No. I'm thinking maybe Belize, because this doesn't come into our minds in Cape Town.
Look, I mean, we're obviously talking about confidential conversations between entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
So, and I mean, we talk about, I'm going to go back to the word community, which I mean, I'm kind of, it's my passion. And I think where we're really excited for Belito is to start these concepts of Workshop 17 Wednesdays. Okay. And it's really offering the community, and it's not just the members, but access to really incredible human beings and entrepreneurs, thought leaders, people that have just journeyed through life and they have a story to share and a story to tell. So we're about to have our second one coming up next Wednesday, which we're really looking forward to. And it's really, it's picking up. The traction is picking up. It allows people to access, you know, this information and these types of people. And it's really something that I hope will grow in this community.
So a regular conversation with an interesting, well, a presentation by someone that has something to say of interest. Is there a charge for this?
No, it's free.
Wow.
Obviously, the idea is to activate the space and to activate the community and really to share. And I think that's really important. You know, if we can start sharing and collaborating and speaking to each other, we can progress.
Well, let's talk about that Wednesday event. Who's presenting and what and what time?
So it is obviously a very limited event. We'll allow about 50 people, and it's RSVP only.
So you've got to be invited?
No. You've got to make sure that you RSVP to myself, and I'll give you my email address.
So you are inviting. It's like an open invitation.
It's an open invitation.
But it's limited to 50.
Exactly, yeah.
So there it is.
Oh. There it is.
And how does one get hold of you to RSVP?
So it's penelope@workshop17.com.
Well, that's pretty simple. And this is going up as a podcast, so you won't have to write it down in the traffic, crash the car. You'll just be able to pick it up after the show and at your leisure, you know, share the information. So who's presenting and what's the subject?
So this month is Greg Lemos. I'm not sure if any of you know this renowned, esteemed, incredible. I'm going to call him a humanitarian because he keeps things to himself. But when I watch the documentaries and the advocacy that he has done, he's quite a remarkable human being. And we will know him as the director, or one of the directors from Chasing the Sun.
Okay, that's Greg Lemos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a strange pronunciation you gave
him. Well, I'm giving him a bit of a French sort of French twang, because, you know, I am half French.
There we go.
So it's Lemos, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Come on, guys, work with me here.
No. He's quite well.
I mean, my surname's French.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Lemos, not Lemos.
So Greg Lemos is going to be doing a presentation on something very interesting.
Yes.
What would the subject be?
So he is going to be talking about the art of storytelling, which is very much what he is. He's a storyteller. And he will be hosted by Calvin Thompson, who is a young up-and-coming filmmaker from Belito.
Okay.
Also incredible human being. Love working with him. Lots of Belitonian energy. Very calm. I have to play his messages on double speed.
I like that.
But just a lovely human being. So we're looking forward to it.
And what time does this take place?
5:30 to 6:30. Beg your pardon. 5 to 6:30. I could see you thinking that was very short.
Well, I wasn't really thinking anything. I was just thinking it's an awkward time of day if you're still at the office. But okay, so 5 o'clock, and it's at Workshop 17, which is in the Junction Shopping Centre. Yeah. But don't get confused. It's not in the area where you have to rub shoulders with the great unwashed.
Oof. Come
no,
on,
no,
no,
you
come on, no, bottle on. Store, no? Pick and pay bottle store. It's a great landmark for everyone.
Okay, so you know the.
Yeah.
But there's also it's very convenient because there's lots of parking.
Yeah.
You can either park underground and take the escalators to the first floor, and then take the elevator from there because it's on the first floor effectively.
Yeah, it's on the first floor, but it's referred to as the seventh and eighth floor.
So basically, it's just above proper.
Exactly. Now proper.
That's proper.
It's totally proper.
You're right.
Proper is our. We work together. They are our food and beverage service provider.
Okay.
And they are fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic. Steph, who is half proper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, actually, she's totally proper.
No, she's totally.
Totally
on
proper.
On socials, everything.
Oh, she's amazing.
Proper.
She is giving, or she offers yoga classes to members Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at Workshop 17. And for non-members, it's $100 drop-in.
Okay.
Which is pretty.
It's a wonderful concept, a wonderful space, and very, very, I'm going to say, use the word cosmopolitan, because it doesn't feel... Because we've been here before, there have been a few co-working spaces that have been launched in the past. They've always been converted warehouse type, you know, really not particularly comfortable spaces. Okay, but not great, but no cigar. This, however, is a different, it's on a different level. I think it's been extremely well conceptualized. Certainly the design ethos is extraordinary. It is a shared space to a degree, but it doesn't feel awkward, and that's always the problem that people have, particularly in KZN. You know, we are a very special needs
bunch,
community.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that more and more, but fascinating.
Yeah, and I think the trick is really to go and have a look, because that's the. I suppose one can paint pictures until the cows come home, but the essence of what we're talking about can really only be experience, and you need to be there to experience. And I would imagine that Wednesday evening would be a wonderful opportunity. If you are even vaguely interested, you should pop along. Firstly, it's going to cost you not very much at all. You pay for your parking if you're there for more than an hour. And generally speaking, that would be an investment well worth it, because it's an extraordinary space and an extraordinary concept.
Yeah.
And clearly there is, I was going to say, there is room for more on board, because I don't think you're fully utilized yet.
Absolutely not. I think, you know, where we have a lot of space and offer it obviously to bigger companies or companies that are looking at sort of 5-6 people, we have beautiful office spaces and also completely contained, very separate, very private, and quiet and silent. So there's a silence there, which is quite extraordinary if you think it's in a shopping center.
Yeah.
So your automatic feeling is, oh, I'm not so sure about this. But you come into this very tranquil space, which is, it's very peaceful, and it's very conducive to being very productive.
So if you're in the service industry, for example, an optician or so, could one set up your shop there?
Absolutely. So we've got some really interesting different members. We don't call them tenants. We call them members.
Nice.
So we want to kind of create a club environment, you know, where you feel part of something. There I go back to the community aspect again. So we have a lady there who has an incredible energy center. So she works on frequencies. She has a room where you go in and you have treatments. We have lawyers. We have landscape architects. We have financial people. We have film directors. We have an array of
different
members.
So it's the ideal situation if you don't want the cost and considerable inconvenience of having to establish something from scratch. You have a... I presume a shared reception area.
Absolutely.
Which is very professional.
Mm-hmm.
If someone phones in, do you have your own dedicated telephone answering service, or how does it work?
So we have a shared reception, and that we don't kind of patch you through, because I think those probably days have gone, but most people have phones, but we have a, I want to call it a pargo, or a drop, you can come and have your parcels or whatever delivered, and we have a lot of those that happening. Okay. All the headaches and hassles of having a traditional space are gone. You don't have to, you know, that admin or the dishwasher breaks or the printer's not working or you need more ink. You don't have that problem. You know, we have printing facilities. We have meeting rooms that you book. We have everything's digitalized. We have a platform. We have the IT infrastructure and support that we offer all our members. So literally, you come, you plug, you play, and you get on with your work.
But now, if, for example, you're running a some sort of practice where you are offering a service, but you don't want to necessarily take the bookings yourself, because that sounds a little bit... one-man band, doesn't it? Do you have that facility where you'd phone the central reception and they would then take a booking for you? Is that a possibility?
We haven't really gone down that route, but yeah, that could be a possibility.
So, in other words, you're flexible and would consider all of these things. I know that we're very keen to put a podcast facility together with you in an environment like that, because you have that facility in Cape Town.
We do. We actually partnered with the Branson Entrepreneurs, so that was really exciting. So we built together with them the most beautiful podcast center. It's fantastic in Cape Town. And yeah, we would be very interested to do something that's similar in Belita.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, you see, nice. The collaboration is huge.
Yeah.
I think there's brand synergy. We're very proud of the fact that we tend to look for the jewels in the crown in the greater Belita region. Brand Belita is growing and considerably, I think now, well-placed as a local economy and getting stronger all the time. And Workshop 17 fits right into that ethos. So... kudos, and lovely that you're here for a short while, visiting from Cape Town. How much longer have you got to go?
I've got 6 more weeks.
Are you counting?
No, I'm not counting. You know, initially I was counting because I was a little lonely, but now I'm making friends left, right, and center.
Nice.
So, yeah, and I haven't seen the dolphins yet, so I need to, you know. Need to
workshop that.
Yeah, I need to workshop
you
that.
You just need to go down to the sea.
I have, every day, but they're just being a bit elusive.
I'll have a word.
I know fantastic. Them very well. Okay, great. Please do give me the heads up when they're there. Give me a tinkle.
Our very special guest, Penelope Minier. She is the National Marketing Manager for Workshop 17, and you've got the invitation now for Wednesday. That's clearly something that is going to be extraordinary. If you are interested in finding out not only more about Workshop 17, but also finding out about the art of the story, because his Greg Lomas is extraordinary as an entrepreneur and storyteller, who is going to share with you some of his ideas. And apparently the key to just about anything now is the story. So find out more on Wednesday, 5 o'clock. But you've got a book, because it's limited to just, you know, 50 of the nicest people in town. So, you know, we're already there. So, and you'll find the info for anyone that's keen to join.
So it is Belita Junction Mall, Workshop 17, 7th floor, and it is 5 to 6:30. And email Penelope@workshop17.com.
And as I said, this will be up as a podcast shortly, so all that information will be available for you on demand, and you can share it as you please. Penelope, thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Show.
Thank you so much. That was great
and
fun.
And I'm sure
thank
we'll
you.
See you again before your time here is up.
I hope so.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. And we'll have a chat with those dolphins.